If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
You know, it's not every day a gut hormone gets people talking, but GLP-1 medications, they're everywhere. It's exciting, yeah, but with all the hype, it's easy to lose track of what's what.
It really is. We've got weight loss trends, serious medical research, all kind of coming together makes it tough to tell what's real and what's, well, let's just say enthusiasm.
Yeah. Exactly. And that is why this deep dive is so important. We're going deeper than the headlines, exploring GLP-1, how it connects to metabolic syndrome, and what it all means for you. And to help us out, we've got an expert in the field to cut through that noise. Welcome.
Happy to be here. It really is fascinating research, and especially now we're seeing just how connected everything in the body is.
And speaking of connected, let's talk metabolic syndrome. People have heard the term, but it's kind of vague. What's the core issue here, and why should we care?
You're right, metabolic syndrome. Doesn't exactly sound alarming, does it? But it is serious. Think of it like a bunch of risk factors all hanging out. High blood pressure, high blood sugar, that extra fat around the middle, and cholesterol levels out of whack. The danger is these things make each other worse. So your risk for heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, it skyrockets.
So it's not just each thing on its own. It's the combo, like a perfect storm in your body.
Exactly. And what's scary is how common it is. People can have it and not even know. Symptoms sneak up on you. That's why this GLP-1 stuff is so important.
Which brings us to this hormone our bodies just make. It's not every day something your intestines are doing holds the key to a whole syndrome. What's the story with GLP-1?
GLP-1 or glucagon-like peptide 1, it's pretty cool. Your intestines release it mostly when you eat. One of its main jobs is to tell the pancreas, hey, release some insulin.
So it helps control blood sugar after meals, which we know is huge for metabolic syndrome. But that's not all, right?
Nope, not at all. GLP-1, it multitasks. It also slows down how fast your stomach empties into the intestines. And that has this ripple effect.
Wait, let me guess. It makes you feel fuller longer.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really relevant for weight, which, of course, is key in managing metabolic syndrome. It's not just willpower. It's GLP-1 working on a physical level to regulate appetite.
Which is where these GLP-1 medications come in.
Yeah.
Like giving your body a boost of its own regulator.
That's it. GLP-1 receptor agonists, they're called. They act like the GLP-1 your body already makes, just stronger, like fine-tuning a system you've already got.
Okay, so how did we get from, hey, this gut hormone helps with blood sugar, to this could be huge for metabolic syndrome? There's a story there.
Oh, it's classic science. Accidental discovery. So meds like semaglutide, liraglutide, they were for type 2 diabetes at first. Made sense given what GLP-1 does. But in trials, researchers saw something interesting.
I'm getting a, but wait, there's more vibe here.
There is. People taking these meds, they were losing weight. And not just a little bit. Real clinically significant weight loss, especially that dangerous belly fat. Totally changed how everyone saw GLP-1.
So not just managing blood sugar now, but addressing the root cause of metabolic syndrome, obesity itself.
Exactly. And what's exciting is GLP-1 meds, they don't just mask the symptoms. They seem to get at what's causing the syndrome at its core on multiple levels. It's like GLP-1 medications, they're kind of amazing. They can target all these different parts of metabolic syndrome like at the same time.
It's a multi-front attack. So besides just the weight loss, what are the big ways GLP-1 meds are making a difference?
Okay, so insulin sensitivity. That's often a problem with metabolic syndrome. Basically, with insulin resistance, someone's cells, they aren't responding to insulin the way they should.
So because insulin is how glucose gets into cells for energy, if it's not working, that glucose builds up in the blood.
All right.
Elevated blood sugar, all that.
Exactly. And eventually, the pancreas, it's got to work harder and harder, pumping out more insulin. That can lead to type 2 diabetes. But That's where GLP-1 meds come in. They make the body more sensitive to the insulin that's already there.
It's not just making more insulin, it's using it better. That's a big difference.
It is, and that improved sensitivity, it's a domino effect. Not just blood sugar, but the whole metabolic picture gets better.
See, this is what's so cool. It shows how connected everything is. But what about heart risks? Metabolic syndrome and heart disease are linked. So, does GLP-1 help there too?
That's another area where the research is, frankly, really promising. We talked about how metabolic syndrome makes heart disease more likely, right? Well, GLP-1 meds, they seem to have a bunch of good effects for your heart.
Okay, lay it on me. What kind of effects are we talking?
First off, cholesterol. They can actually improve your cholesterol levels. Lowering LDL cholesterol. That's the bad kind that clogs your arteries. And sometimes, they even raise HDL, the good cholesterol, which helps get rid of the bad stuff.
So, two birds, one stone, just on the cholesterol front. That's impressive.
It is. And then, there's the weight loss itself.
Hmm.
Especially losing that belly fat. It's huge for your heart. Less fat squeezing your organs, your whole cardiovascular system is under less stress.
Like giving your heart a break, yeah.
Exactly. And there's even newer research hinting that GLP-1 meds could be good for blood vessels directly, reducing inflammation, making blood flow better.
Wow. It's like it's working on every level to protect the heart, but we haven't even gotten to the appetite control part yet.
Right. And this is interesting, especially if you've struggled with weight, even when you're trying hard.
Because it's not just calories in, calories out. There's hormones involved, right?
Absolutely. And GLP-1 meds, they work with those hormones, helping control appetite, especially cravings for those sugary, fatty foods that make it so hard to lose weight.
So how does a slower stomach actually help you eat less in real life?
When that food empties from your stomach slower because of GLP-1, it triggers all these signals. Basically, your brain gets the message, you're full, and you stay feeling full longer after meals, so you naturally eat less overall.
Like hitting the pause button on those hunger signals that tell you to overeat.
You got it. And what's amazing, a lot of people on these meds, they say they just don't crave the unhealthy stuff as much. So it's easier to eat healthy long term. It's not all willpower. It's working with your body.
That changes everything about keeping the weight off. It's not white knuckling it through some crazy diet. It's feeling more in control.
Exactly. And that focus on keeping things going, that's what makes GLP-1 meds so important for metabolic syndrome.
You mean the long-term impact?
Yeah.
Because metabolic syndrome, it's ongoing, not a quick fix, right?
Right. Lots of weight loss stuff, it's temporary. But GLP-1 meds, they seem to help people keep the weight off, and their metabolic health stays better for longer.
It's not just dropping a few pounds. It's like making a real change that lasts.
Yeah, and that's what's so exciting about GLP-1 meds, you know? They're not a quick fix. It's more like they could really shift how we deal with metabolic syndrome long term.
Which is what we need, right? It's chronic, it's complex. Got to give people a way to really take charge of their health, and this seems like GLP-1 could be a big part of that.
Definitely. It's such a cool area of research, and every day we're figuring out more about how GLP-1, like, affects our metabolism in these super intricate ways.
Well, I gotta say, I'm feeling way more informed and maybe even a bit hopeful about managing metabolic syndrome in the future. But before we go, I want to bring it back to you, the listener. We covered a lot, the science of how GLP-1 works, what it could mean for this real health problem. So what are you taking away from this? What questions do you have now?
Because this is where knowing stuff turns into doing stuff, right?
Yeah.
Understanding the science is step one. Now I got to start thinking. Are there things in your life that could make metabolic syndrome a worry? What are your health goals, personally?
Exactly. This is just the start of figuring things out. You've got more info now, so ask those good questions. Look at what your options are. Make choices that are right for you, your own situation. It's about taking charge of your health, you know?
And don't forget, knowing things is powerful, but it's even more powerful when you share it. Talk to people, your family, friends, spread the word about metabolic syndrome and this whole GLP-1 thing. We all win when we're informed and empowered about our health, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself. As we wrap up this deep dive, we hope you're leaving with more than just facts about GLP-1. We hope you're curious, want to learn more, maybe even feel like you've got more control on your own health journey. Keep asking those questions, keep exploring, and keep those conversations going.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy Lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.